Abandoned townhouses with bricked-in windows are a common sight in downtown Baltimore. What once were family-filled neighborhoods are now empty because of blight and drugs. Another fact residents live with is their city's incarceration rate, one of the highest in the country. But as NPR's Jamie Tarabay reports, a pilot project that brings former offenders together to save these buildings may change that.
For anyone who's seen the HBO series The Wire, it's a familiar sight.
A lot of clothes. Like, matter of fact, I'll show you right here.
Neil Joseph steps down to the lower level of a three-story townhouse on North Calvert Street in downtown Baltimore.
There's some crack vials and stuff in the corner here. There might even be some crack in this one. They didn't get all of that.
And he would know. 45 years old with bulging biceps, Joseph was once an addict. He says he's been clean for 14 years now. Standing in the midst of an abandoned crack den with smelly mattresses and empty liquor bottles, he now only sees a room that needs cleaning.
Look out the window. You'll see all the stuff that we threw out. You know, a lot of clothes and old furniture.
Joseph and eight other men are clearing this house as part of a program run by the Safe and Sound campaign. It's a non-profit organization working with the mayor's office. It hires ex-cons to deconstruct buildings, taking them apart piece by piece. All the men serve time for drug offenses.
To make it short, I was the over-the-road truck driver, and I was pretty much like transporting some marijuana from Arizona back to New York. Very lucrative, but got caught, so ended up doing a five-year prison sentence for that.
Some, like Donnie Wilson, are repeat offenders. He spent 35 of his 55 years in prison for drug and nonviolent crimes. The program teaches the men occupational health and safety. They get certified to work with hazardous material. Wilson says that gives them skills for the future.
Yes, I'm happy. I mean, it's a good paying job, working with good guys, good crew. You know, good boss.
The men are taking a breather on this steaming hot day, drinking water from a cooler, sitting on the doorsteps trying to stay out of the sun. It's over 100 degrees in the shade, and they've been working since 7 a.m. John Friedel from the Safe and Sound campaign says these guys know that dealing drugs makes a quicker buck, but they've been there and done that, and now just want to work.
If there were any of that sort of subtext thinking going on with the guys of, oh, it's too hot, it's horrible, it's grunt work, it's not good, I think they would have broken by now or not showed up. We've had perfect attendance every day.
The men are visibly proud as they talk about their work in deconstruction, but they all stress that it needs to continue. 600 abandoned houses in this area are coming down as part of a redevelopment bid, and Friedel hopes his program gets some of that work. Friedel says demolition might be cheaper, but in the long run, deconstruction provides more jobs and is better for the environment.
You really should use the brick, you should use the beams, you know, we can repurpose these materials. It really becomes cost neutral.
It gives these men the chance to work in a job market that is lean and not looking to hire ex-cons, and in their own neighborhoods. Gary Maynard, the State Secretary for Correctional Services, says the people who live here were willing to give the program a chance.
This is the first community that was really wanting to reach out to members of their own community who were being released from prison. So we found that part of it very attractive.
23-year-old Troy Pratt says he remembers when this neighborhood was filled with families having cookouts.
I just want to see it back like it used to be, like 4 or 5 years ago. Everybody living in houses. Right now, they all vacant.
He spent 9 months in jail for selling drugs in this very same area. It was the only work he knew. Now, he says, that's changed. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News.